We're in Simen Chaf Hei, Seif Vav. Suda the Azmanei Lemeitzar Bei Tefillin. If you have a tefillin bag that was prepared for tefillin, and you were planning on keeping tefillin there la'olam, forever. V'tzar Bei Tefillin, Chod Azimna, and you put your tefillin into that bag one time. Oser Lemeitzar Bei Zuzei, so it's also to use that bag for a dover chol for money. Azmanei V'loitzar Bei, if you prepared the tefillin bag and you did not put anything into it, or you put something in it temporarily, but you did not prepare it for your tefillin, it was not set aside for your tefillin, to be there forever. In either of those cases, it's mutter to keep a dover choyl, to keep money or some other item in the tefillin bag. If one made a tefillin bag for tefillin, afilu tzarbe, al das lefanai say oser, even if he put the tefillin in there, al das to take them out, it's still going to be oser to use it for a davar chol. V'hu adinim haya kis, same would apply if he had a tefillin bag. V'hoisif by eze davar l'shem tefillin, and he put something in there, he added to the bag l'shem tefillin. V'tzar be al das lefanai say, and he put tefillin in there, al das to take them out. Oser, it's going to be oser to use the bag for something else. Ayin magen avram. That this is what the Magen Avram says, that he actually quoted the Lashon of the Magen Avram exactly. Vayin mashak hasavnu b'chakira aleph ha'islamet aleph, where he brings to be mefakfik on this Magen Avram. V'im hisna olav mitchila, and if he made a tnai when he started using the bag, or at the very beginning, b'kol inyin shari, in any event, it's going to be mutter to use it even for a dover choyl. Or halacha zayin, or ha ma'ubid l'shem ritzuas, if you have skins that were prepared for ritzuas, v'afilu nechtach l'ritzuas, even if they were already cut for ritzuas, mutter l'shanais in l'chol, they can be used for a dover chol. Ayin chakira aleph ois mem aleph, where he proves that this would be permitted. Simen chof vav is the halachas of the dinim of tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, and it has hey se'ifim, se'if aleph. Kfar mevur b'simen chof bey se'if aleph, seder hanochas ha'parashis b'shel rosh. We already discussed the order of putting parashias into the batim of the Shel Rosh, which is Kaddish first, then Vayeki V'yacha, followed by Shema, and finally V'hoya Im Shemaya. V'chein B'Shel Yad, Kachein Mesudaris, and the order of the parashias written on the one clef of the Shel Yad is the same as well. V'zuhi Shitas Rashi, V'harambam, that's the opinion of Rashi and the Rambam, V'cheinu Minig Ha'olam, and that's Taka, the Minig Ha'olam. Avol Rabbeinu Tam, Yesh Leshita Acheres, but Rabbeinu Tam held differently. Dehainu, he holds first is Kaddish, Mismoil, all the way on the left of the Meniach, and then is V'hoya Ki V'yacha, so far is the same as Rashi, but the last two are switched, because V'achar of V'bayis HaShlishi is not Shema, rather it's V'hoya M'Shemaya, V'bayis HaRavi, Shehu HaChitzayin, and in the final one is not V'hoya M'Shemaya, rather Mitzad Yamin is going to be Shema. V'chein V'shal Yad, Mesudar is Kach, and in the Shal Yad as well, you have first Kaddish, then Vayiki V'yacha, then V'hayam Shemaya, and then finally you have Shema. Halacha Beis, V'af Sheminig Ha'olam Kirashi V'Rambam, even though the prevalent minig is like Rashi and the Rambam, Mikol Mokam Yirei Shemayim, Yotzi Yadei Shnayim, someone who has Yirei Shemayim should wear Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. V'yasa Shtei Zugais Tefillin, V'yaniyah Shteyim, he should make two pairs and wear both of them. V'yichavin Mehanachoson, and he should be mechavin when he puts the tefillin on, sheba'oysen shehen ka'alocha, that the ones that are correct, yoytze yedei chayvosei, those are the ones he wants to be yoytze with. V'acheres, and the other pair, hein kiritzuas ba'alma, are just straps. Ki mokim yesh ba'roish laniyah shtey tefillin, because l'maisa, you could put both of them on at once, there's enough room. V'chein bizraya, and on the arm as well, there's enough room for two pairs at once. U'bilvad shalayu rechoves im ha'ma'abarta v'atitura, provided that the size of the tefillin, including the ma'abarta in the back, is not more than two etzbois for each pair. Ki ein makam b'roish, ki emshir arba etzbois. As I zok the machzor ha'shekel. In other words, machzor ha'shekel proves that the shear, that the ma'abarta is included in the shear of the two etzbois. So when we say that there's a two etzba maximum, the machzor ha'shekel proves that the ma'abarta is included in that cheshbon of two etzbois as well. V'meni yedei l'chavenes ha'mokim, if you can't fit the two pairs into the correct spot, u'laniach shteim yachan, and wear them together, so then, no'egin sheminichin shel Rashi, u'mevarchin aleihem, the minig is that first one wears the Rashi tefillin and makes a bracha on them, umispalin behen, and you daven the full davening in them. The acharat tefillin, once davening is over, minichin shel Rabbeinu Tam, then you put on the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin beloy brachas, v'karin behen parasha shema v'hayim shemaya, and you read parasha shema and v'hayim shemaya with the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on, aval parashas v'yomer enitzarach likreis behen, but v'yomer you do not have to read. That's what the Ateres Zekenim says. Says the Lishkas HaSeifer and Sif Kotten Aleph, V'yaseh shtei zugeis tefillin, shamati b'shem godol echad. He says, I've heard in the name of one godol, and that godol is the Yismach Moshe, ki HaSeifer shehu koisev tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, yesh lei ba'atzmei gam kein laniach gam tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. A Seifer who writes Rabbeinu Tam tefillin must also wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Umilsa de mistaverhi, and it makes sense, the kol sheyeshnei b'kshiri, yeshnei b'ksiva. If somebody doesn't wear Rabbeinu Tam, so he's not considered somebody who's b'kshira, and if he's not b'kshira, then he wouldn't be able to be b'ksiva either, and he wouldn't be able to write the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam either. He should make shtei zugos tefillin, cotton beis, kaza b'sefer minchas koin, chidushei mesechtes menachas, b'ze l'shoinei. This is what he writes. V'nira, shenochen hadover, it's appropriate, lichtav tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam, l'taitofa shlishi, shehibe parashas v'hayam shamaya, chaser shnei vavim. The correct thing to do is to write the word letaitofos in parashas v'hayam shamaya without any vavim. Why? Kishitose, because that's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam himself, shechaylik ala poiskim, that he argues on the other poiskim, ayin betur or chaim simen lamed vav. Nechlak ala of Rabbeinu Tam, shegam hu chaser beiz vavim. So the shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that there shouldn't be the two vavs in the word letaitofos. Gam higidli harav hamufla meirin Rabbi Yehuda oish, Shegam Echav Harav Medinas Hagar, he says, I was also told by Rabbi Yehuda Oish that his brother, who's a Rav in Hungary, his Oyer Bezeh, Lahamed Aparashi Shel Tfilin Shel Rabbeinu Tam Zakufim, that he also was Ma'oyer, that you should make the Parashias of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin standing straight up. Kevan Shehu Seiver Kain, since that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, Ad Kan Lashoinai of the Minchas Kohen. However, Ukefianira Hutoa Seifer, says the Lishka. Apparently, this is a mistake. Ubimokim Skufim, it's not supposed to say the word Skufim, Tsarach Lima Shkuvais. It's supposed to say that the parashia should be lying down, not standing up. Vihine, because that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that it should be lying down. So there's a printing error there. Vihine, Harav Hanal Shal Zeis Meis Hagoin Bal Naida Behuda, the Minchas Kain sent his Shaila to the Naida Behuda Zal, Betinyana Erechayim Simen Dalad. The Heshe Vizela Shaina and the Naida Behuda's reply was as follows. Hine, im hamedaktikim machmirim lochash ludas Rabbeinu Tam, b'masha gam Rabbeinu Haiga and Rabbeinu Yosef toiv ilim, v'shar ga'inim kaimim b'shitasei v'chulei, if you're going to be machmir for the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, even in a situation where the other ga'inim argued on him, so then, nechosh gam kein ledaitai v'shoichweis she'ein loy misayeya mishare ag'inim. In other words, says the Naida Behuda, if you're going to be choshish for the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, not with the other goyim argue on him, but with the other goyim hold like him, so then you should also say like Rabbeinu Tam that the parashah should be lying down. And obviously, we don't do that. V'hine tshuva zois l'fi ani yisdaiti tasbik gam l'inyin l'taitofos. And the same answer, says the Lishka, would apply for how to write the word l'taitofos. Me'achar shekvar doku rabbonon balei ha-mesorah. This subject was already addressed by the balei ha-mesorah, b'hach milsa, v'hiskimu harama, v'sifrei ha-yokar, mesorah siyog la-toyrah, v'ha-or toyrah, u'bal min-chashay, she-tzarach li-es-mol-e-vav. They already discussed this issue, and they said that it should be with a vav kadmo, with the first vav. So me'mele lo'y-nechesh b'zeh l'das Rabbeinu Tam, so why should we be cheshish for Rabbeinu Tam when this was already hukra by the other poiskim? And indeed, he brings a b'sefer shari tshuva simen lamed beis of katan samach zayin la'achar shehevi divrei ha'Naida Behuda, after he brings the aforementioned Naida Behuda, kasa v'zeh l'shoina, he writes ve'oid nira shehaminik shel b'shnei zugos tefillin yesh le'soid munach al pi ha'zayar, wearing two pairs is al pi the zayar, v'chocham ha'rozam ha'rizal amru she'elu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim. They said that both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam are correct. It's not that one is right and one is wrong. Rather, both are correct. V'lachein hechziku b'zeh kol yirei Hashem, And that's why people wear two pairs. Mashenkein b'shar machlokes ha'poskim. But regarding all the other things that Rabbeinu Tam held, kol d'sugyin da'alma k'chad minayu, once the halacha is paskin, not like Rabbeinu Tam, hanachlan li'Yisrael, leave it alone, and we're not chayshish for Rabbeinu Tam, even in the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Misha writes Elias Chacham be'enav, somebody who thinks he's a wise guy, lochosh l'deya ha'acheres, be chayshish for the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, if he writes a and he wants to be chayshish for that shita, that would be considered yura, and it should not be done. Says the Kesa Sif Gimel, Gam l'Rabbeinu Tam, tzrichen l'kosvan k'seder shen k'suvas b'tayr. Even though Rabbeinu Tam holds that the parashiyas are placed in a different order, but he holds that they have to be written in the same order as Rashi. Therefore, lochein b'shal yad shehein b'klaf echad yaniyah cholok k'shir parashas v'ayim shemaya. One should leave blank like the shir of parashas v'ayim shemaya. In other words, he should leave a blank area on the klaf of the shal yad. V'yichtav mitchila shema, he should first write shema at the end of the klaf on the left. V'yachar kach v'ayim shemaya, and then go back and write parashas v'ayim shemaya. V'tzarech laniyach b'sayif parashas v'ayim shemaya cholok k'shir tes he should have at the end of Vahayim Shemaya, not like in Rashi, rather he should do it differently. He should leave a Shir Parsha of 9 Oisiyas in order that Shema should be a Parsha Psucha. Kamashihi Parsha Psucha b'Toyra, the same way it's a Psucha in the Torah itself. Uparsha's Vahayim Shemaya, Sha'anu Noyagim b'tfilin shel Rashi la'asaisa b'stuma, Chaluka, we make the chiluk haparashias of Vahayim Shemaya like a stumak, Moshe Kasavnu Simin Chav Siv Zayin, Gam B'tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam, Yasakein, it should also be a stuma. The Hainu Sheyaniach B'soif Parashias Vahayim Kiyaviyacha Shir Pochas Mites Oisius. You leave at the end of Vahayim Kiyaviyacha, not like in the Rashi Tfilin where you have a full Shir Parasha, rather you do the Eitz of the Taz over here and you leave less than 9 Yudin, V'chein B'tchilis Vahayim Shemaya B'tzirif, you leave less than 9 yudin, and together, you'll have a shear of 9 yudin, which is a shear parsha. Seif dalid lo yaniach shtei hazugos bekis echad. You should not put the Rashi tefillin and the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin in one tefillin bag, ki ha'achas mehen choyl, because one of them is kodesh and one is choyl. Ve'asur lanichan bekis shel tefillin, and you're not allowed to put a dover choyl in a tefillin bag. So you have to make two tefillin bags. V'simin l'kol kis, sh'loy l'achlifon, and you create a simin on each one of the bags so that you don't mix them up. V'kol sh'kein, sh'ein l'achlif es ha'ritzuas v'ha'batim v'ha'parashiyas avada, you should not mix up which ritzuas and batim and parashiyas go in the other one. Azayzok diramat mipanu. V'al yaseh simonim shel oisiyas b'gufei ha'tefillin, don't make a simon on the tefillin themselves. That's also from the Ramah, Lahakir ben Shel Rashi, L'shel Rabbeinu Tam, Ela yamtzu lehen simoni esacheris, but you should make other forms of simonim, sheyia ben tfias ayin, that you'll be able to recognize which is which. V'simonim muhokim, begodlan ubektanen shel batim, or you can make a different size tefillin, so that you can know the difference, behen ukayetze loizulas, or some other form of a simon. That is what the Ramah says, Shom in Simen Lamed Ches. Says the Lishka in Sifkot and Gimel, V'kol sheken she'en l'achlif, avil ha'klaf ha'ma'ub l'shem tefillin stam, if somebody was ma'abit tefillin l'shem tefillin, and he didn't say if it's for Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam, hela b'shut bris Avram, Simen Zayin and Ches, temuter lichtoiv olav eze tefillin she'yirt. So you could write, ben shel Rashi or ben shel Rabbeinu Tam, v'chein or l'batim l'ritzuas, and we don't say that just because you were ma'abed the Oiris Stam, so it's dafka for Rashi. You could even write tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam and make batim out of those Oiris. Says the Kesis in Sif Hei, Mnimtza Ritzua, if you find the Ritzua, Ve'en Yoidinim, he shall Rashi, Oi shall Rabbeinu Tam, and you don't know whether it's Rashi's tefillin or Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, and which pier this Ritzua is Shayach to, B'medinas Elu, in our countries, Shiroiva Oilam and Ichan Rak Tfilin, the Rashi, where most people wear only Rashi Tfilin, Tailin Shazur Ritzua Mishal Rashi. So we can assume that these Tfilin came from Rashi Tfilin, Vasura Bishal Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore it would be also to use them for Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin. Says the Lishka in Sivkot and Dalit, Shirov Ha'olam, Kein Kasev B'tshuvas Yad Eliyahu, Simen Hei. As I Zok, the Yad Eliyahu, Ayin Sham, V'ayin B'sefer Melech HaShemayim, Klal Yutes, Sivkot and Aleph, that the Melech HaShemayim is a shtickle mefakvek on this Yad Eliyahu. But the Keses says, U'be'emesh ha'afilu im ha'roiv menichin gam shel Rabbeinu Tam, even if most people wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, V'rak miyuta de miyuta, Yesha'ina menichin, and there's only a small percentage that don't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Nevertheless, menichin rak shel Rashi l'chud, nevertheless, gam kein shel Rashi ha'roiv. We still say that Rashi is the roiv, the ha'shel Rashi kula menichin, because everybody wears Rashi tefillin, and therefore, again, if you find this ritzua, you can safely assume that it's a Rashi ritzua.